know it's the boy Dash all the way from Grenada and it's tuned in to C-Cut 90.3 FM.
Performance of Croatoan by Fred Azevedo, now well on its way towards a shattering climax. Though first, a brief recapitulation is in order. Bethel Lundholm, haunted by her past, has entered rich Roanoke obsessive Farnsworth Goldthwaite's home under false pretenses as a university professor in order to defraud him. The disappearance of her partner and tension amongst the manor's inhabitants, including two sisters who are supposed descendants of the lost Roanoke colonists, contribute to our heroine's growing unease. Hearing strange voices in the night, she tries to find answers in the enigmatic basement, only to be drawn into a conspiracy orchestrated by Goldthwaite's mistress, Madame Lynn, to access its strange contents. While attempting to get the key from Mrs. Goldthwaite, she inadvertently sets off a chain of events that leaves husband and wife dead and the key lost in the depths of the ocean. Now what? The answer will follow shortly. Left with the unenviable task of breaking to Virginia the news of her sister and brother-in-law's deaths, Bertha forgot for a moment her almost unbearable desire to see what lay down in those dreaded depths. As she carefully recounted the preceding events, the curious party composed of the Chinese opium dealer, the English interpreter, and the Greek manservant prepared to head into those very same depths.
Oh! That's it, love. Keep at it.
Oh!
It's a firm one, all right.
Oh!
Marvelous! Surely good show! I knew you could do it, love!
Thank you.
我怀疑他真感激吗?
You don't know that. Anyway, this is what we've waited for, Lynn. We're here.
你先?
Why, thank you.
What is down here? What makes it dangerous?
你等着瞧.
You'll soon see, love. It's quite a sight, or so they say.
They?
I've researched this matter thoroughly. Your poor Mr. Goldthwaite may have thought he was the world expert on Roanoke, but he didn't know the half of it.
Can
you hear that? It sounds like...
Who are you? Did Eleanor Goldthwaite imprison you here?
What on earth is he doing?
祈祷呢?
What's that?
Praying. He's praying.
I am. And you should be too. You are in the presence of divinity.
It's over there. I can't quite... Hand me the torch. See, that's... Oh dear.
Oh, Todd. Spare them.
Good Lord, it's enormous, a great deal larger than what we thought. It'll take weeks to study it, catalogue the parts, dismantle the mechanism.
不用,我们只需要了解它的操作方式,这样可以把它给复制了。
Right, we don't need to take it apart, we only need to figure out how it works. Easier said than done, I'm guessing.
Proton.
I may be of some help.
Who are you?
Who do you think? The maintenance man. Did Eleanor send you by any chance?
Eleanor死了,你的作业已经结束了。
I'm sorry, what?
Eleanor's dead, I'm afraid, and your little operation is finished.
It's not wise to pit yourself against a god.
Proton.
我才不怕用习作的神仙呢。
Madam isn't afraid of any gods made of tin, and neither are we.
Really? We'd better warn them.
No!
Proton sees into your mind, and what he sees, he takes as his own. I'll take that. There is no fighting him. The colonists thought they could escape this new and terrifying future. They tried to run to the arms of their god. But he took them all the same, Every last one of them.
Haki, Tothia, Volu, Mehri, you will be destroyed!
That is not very wise.
Veronica!
Strange. The Master doesn't seem to want any of you. What's that?
Madam says we came prepared. Our source told us. The machine won't consume those who have no hatred toward the world.
An interesting theory. Of course, just because the Master doesn't want you doesn't mean he can't destroy you. Just as soon as I find out what your mystery source is.
你以为你就是他的主人呢？你一样也会被牺牲的。
You don't control that thing any more than we do. It'll take you next.
For centuries, my ancestors have kept the Master safe and well-fed. And I have greater plans for him still. It would be foolish for him to take me, wouldn't it?
还有比你再愚蠢的吗? 他不想事情,他只吃! 你要允许他的话,能把全球都给吃了!
Don't you see? It isn't intelligent. All it knows to do is feed and defend itself. If you let it loose, it will eat the world.
I can't think of anything more glorious. What my father was too weak to do, what my sister shied away from, that is what I'll do. And I will not stop until his word is the only word that's left. Croatoan.
你疯了!
You're insane.
If you say so. Now, as for your source, perhaps you need some incentive.
John?
Virginia?
John? I thought he was dead.
He was dead.
Virginia, you aren't supposed to come down here. You aren't supposed to know.
You lied to me! Everybody only lies to me. It's awful! It's perfectly awful!
Virginia, tell him to put that gun down. He'll kill somebody.
You're listening to her? These women killed your sister. Come here. I'll explain.
It's not true. He's trying to trick you. He's lying to you again.
You know it isn't the truth, Virginia. Trust me, I won't ever lie to you.
My head hurts.
You want the truth, sister. I'll tell you. I did drown that time when the basement flooded. But the Master would not permit me to die. He returned me to life so that I might serve him. And this I have done in my confinement.
Then, why? Why didn't you tell me?
Well, we couldn't hardly trust you with something like that, could we?
You mean, you wouldn't trust a half-wit like me?
That's about the size of it, yes.
I see.
Why would she offer herself?
你这疯人，你把你自己的妹都给杀了，是你把她逼到这程度的。
You madman! You've killed your own sister. You drove her to despair. You did this.
I serve Croatoan. She isn't supposed to come down here.
Poor girl. She didn't deserve any of that.
No. On a totally unrelated note, where'd that crazy chanting old man go?
What did you say?
Son, you've disappointed me.
No. No!
Arthur. 天呀,我终于明白了.
I don't understand what you're saying, miss, but I must tell you I'm disappointed in all of you, too. Why didn't you save her? Why didn't you save my daughter?
Why didn't you, sir? Where have you been all this time?
Pretending to be mad in a dungeon for a decade. Where have you been, miss?
Why on earth would you do that?
My children took my machine from me. It was my charge. It was our family's sole remaining possession. And they built some mad cult around it.
So why didn't you stop them?
only chance I had to remain in control of Croton was to make them think I had gone mad. That the way I kept it from consuming me was prayer. Fortunately for me, who did not understand how it worked, they never let me teach them. So it came to this.
What did they not understand?
Same thing that eluded the colonists. Manteo's machine was designed to serve mankind, to bring them together. For power, it used the undesirable emotions in men's minds. Disillusionment, above all. He did not suspect that these poor English men and women, disappointed by a new world that was too much like the old one, had already been overtaken by that ill. So, of course, it wasn't long before Croatoan consumed them all. Imagine what such a thing would do in our own time. Better to keep it hidden, safe, and hidden.
图表在你的手里吗?
Imagine Lin asks if you have the charts. I'm not quite sure what that means.
Yes. Come with me.
What about your own son? What about John?
Croatoan.
There'll be no bother anymore. There's nothing left of him now. And don't worry about the machine. We're all quite safe.
Sure. I'll just take that pistol if it's all the same to you.
Still dressed in rags, incongruous with his civilized manner, marched up the stairs and conducted the remaining party to an ancient roll-up desk stashed in the attic. From a secret drawer, he produced a stash of highly detailed technical diagrams and handed them to Madame Lin, who instantly began rifling through them.
I'm guessing that's what you're looking for. I have no idea how you knew they'd be here. But I believe I'm past caring at this stage.
你的弟弟 Japhet, 他告诉了我。
Huh? Did you say...
She says your brother Japhet told her?
Oh. I suppose that makes sense. How'd you happen to come across him?
我爸曾经是个大学者。
Madam's father was a great scholar.
还小的时候，你弟弟曾经来过我家。
Your brother, sir...
came
to her house in her girlhood and told her of the wonders of the West and the greatness of Jesus Christ. She never much cared for Christ, but she always remembered tales of those wonders. And canyons as wide as the Yahtze, buildings taller than the Purple Mountain, and a machine that could see into the minds of men. When she came of age and saw all the hurt and disappointment that there was in the world, she got back to that. After all this time, she still had her sights set on the machine Japhet told her about. With that, she could at last bring contentment to the world and at last create a true heaven on earth for humanity. There was nothing she wouldn't do to find it. Believe me, nothing.
I see. That's just like Japhet. He could never stand that our father chose me to care for the machine. Childish of him. This is how things have been in our family for centuries now. We have a duty.
And what are you going to do now?
I suppose I have failed as a father. A half-wit, an adulteress, and a madman for children. In that case, I don't see why you should not have it, madam, if you're to make good use of it.
我会的,
she will.
如果人类本身这么奸猾, 那只有用这样子的机器, 我们才能创造个天堂。
If man is so deceitful by nature, then only with a machine like this can we make a paradise, she says.
You really believe that, don't you?
You would too.
Maybe so, but I still think...
What's that?
Sorry! Goodness! Look at that go! This house will go up like a stack of matches at this rate.
You kind of shut up, Phenomena!
I'm sorry, Lin. I saw that thing down there. That's not something that should exist. I have to make sure it doesn't.
看了我这么远是图什么?
I can't follow you any further. I'm sorry. There's no heavenly kingdom at the end of this. And you, Bertha, you shouldn't have gotten mixed up in this.
For a moment, this is wrong.
There's no right here, love. Only the best we can do.
Is this the best we can do?
I won't. Go, now! I won't let you take those plans. Leave them here. Let them burn.
No, I don't think we'll be doing that.
Please! Don't you see? I don't want to shoot.
Then don't.
You can't think. Philomena!
Don't know what this rock is, but it's certainly heavy.
Mr. Dare, come, please. The house is falling to pieces.
I don't think I will, thanks. Be seeing you all. How about that? That's my daughter's name.
By some miracle, the two managed to flee the house before it collapsed, burning into the sea. However, Madame Lin had already been fatally wounded by her former assistant's bullet. They lay beside the smoldering foundations of the ancient mansion, the basement, and its disturbing contents, buried by a true deluge of rubble.
God, I can't believe she would do that.
她跟随了她自己的信念，现在她无所谓了。
I think you were right about my going down there. I felt the machine pulling at me. It would have consumed me. When I came here, I thought I'd find happiness. But then, the child I cared for, it died. I don't know what I did wrong. I became murderous, a criminal, and I don't even know how. Maybe it should have taken me. Maybe that would be better.
No, no.
Virginia, she didn't deserve that. No one deserved any of that.
世界就是这样。现在你得为我做一件事情。
What? The papers? These are yours, madam. I don't want anything more out of this. I have my life, and that's more than I deserve.
不，你得把它们交给我的妹妹，林荣道，南京。听懂吗？
I'm sorry, I don't...
林荣道! 南京! Take to her!
Please, madam, I don't know if I can. You should go.
You can. 林荣道 南京 Say, 我找到了 Yes?
我找到了。我找到了。我找到了。 Madam? Oh, Herkut. God.
Oh, children, what has happened? Has the Tripuranta decided to wipe away this abode of impurity?
You can drop the act. It's all over.
Lordy, really?
Yes, there's nobody left but us.
Oh, how ghastly. How utterly ghastly.
I'm curious. Did you know any of what was going on? Madame Lin? The basement? Croton?
Oh, goodness, no. I'm just a regular old fraudster. Don't tell anyone, eh? I'll lose all my mystique.
Your secret's safe, Lord Swami.
Yes, well, you might as well call me Reginald. I reckon I'll be heading off now. This place harbors an evil feeling that passes comprehension. Oh, there I go again. Fact is, it's getting dark, and it's rather cold out. You ought to come too, girl, if you know what's good for you.
You get going. I'll just stay here a little longer.
Righto. Sorry about whoever that is on the ground there.
Croa. Toan. Croa. Toan.
Thank you.
Here ends our main action, such as it is. But there is still room for an epilogue, a good many years later, on the other side of the world. Streets of Nanqing, one of the great cities of the Empire of Qing, receive a curious visitor today. Standing out amidst the throngs, Miss Bertha Lundholm searches desperately for her contact, the Reverend Japheth Dare, who's arranged for her passage across the ocean, a voyage undertaken with a single, inalterable goal in mind.
Hello? Mrs. Lundholm?
Yes, Reverend Dare, it's a great relief to see you. I have a feeling I would be totally lost by myself.
I have that feeling too. Will you come to my house? Enid would very much love to meet you.
Later. Now, if possible, I'd like to see Miss Lynn.
Oh, of course, of course. You have my late brother's papers?
Right here.
Oh, good, good. I must say, I should very much have liked to see him again.
He seemed a good man.
He was, in his way. Though we always fought, I believe my departure for the Orient affected him more deeply than he ever intimated. Me too, perhaps. When I heard of his poor child, I wish I could have been there for this man I'd known since my earliest boyhood, then broke with over a matter that now seems entirely trivial.
You mean the machine?
That heathen monstrosity. I was glad to hear in your letter that it was destroyed. The misery it brought us is nothing compared to the misery it might have brought to the poor people of this world if it had been allowed out of the basement. Ah, here we are.
Wonderful. Shall I... Thank you. And you interpret?
Don't worry. I've taught the young lady good English and instilled in her a love of Christ. Her mind is far more receptive to Occidental manners than her poor dear sister's.
Oh, good. Shall we how? Oh, hello, Reverend. What a pleasant surprise. And...
This is the woman I told you about. The one who knew your sister.
Oh, how do you do, Miss Bertha? I do well, thank you. It's a pleasure. Lin Rongao, right?
Right. Right. The pleasure's all mine. Please, please come in. I can make tea.
Well, that sounds lovely, my dear. How about you, Mrs. Lundholm?
Lovely indeed.
I'll start right away. You really knew Shanxiang?
Yes, I knew her well. Briefly, but well.
It was Miss Lundholm that brought us news of her unfortunate demise, and my brother's, and his remaining children's. Really, it was a miracle you emerged from that tragedy alive to tell the tale.
Just lucky, really.
It was a fire. The house caught fire.
Yes, very unfortunate. I was the only one to make it out alive. Well, me and this Indian fellow, Lord Swami, a very wise man.
I've not heard the name, but then again, I've been rather ignorant of foreign affairs in recent years. It's a good month when they can get the Times in from Shanghai. Otherwise, you've got to make do with this damn Manchu rag. And all they talk about is the stink over Korea.
Well, what about Miss Philomena? She and Shazang left together for America. My sister said she would follow her to the end of the world.
I'm sorry to say she died also. The house collapsed on her. There was no time to do anything but save ourselves.
That dratted old house. For all I know, it stood there since before Washington was born, and not gotten so much as a refurbishment in all that time. Still, God's will. No getting around it.
Very true, Reverend.
So you say the roof came down on them? Was that the last time you saw Shenzhen, or...
Oh, please, my dear. You don't have to get into all the grisly details. I think it's best if we leave this nasty business behind.
I don't mind telling her. She has a right to know, after all.
Thank you, miss. I only want to know what became of my sister.
All right. In fact, she got away from the fire. We ran out of the house together, but unfortunately she was already dead from the smoke in her lungs when we reached safety. Though, she did have the time to say some words before she passed on.
Oh, What did she say? Reverend, would you mind at all if I spoke to Ms. Lynn alone for a moment?
No, not at all. I suppose I'll go attend to the tea. Somebody has to, after all.
I'm sorry, Reverend.
Oh, please don't be. I'm glad you have this. I have a feeling if I heard Zebedee's last words, I might admire him a great deal less. Please, don't. What I know is all I'd like to. Leave an old man his eccentricities. Be back in a jiffy.
So then, I'm afraid most of what she said I didn't understand, but there were some words she asked me in particular to repeat. I've been saying them under my breath every day since then, so I don't forget.
Oh, my word.
From what I've heard, the intonation is quite important. Right. They were... Wo zhao dao le. Do I have that right? Do you understand?
Yes. I understand.
Can you tell me then? What do they mean?
Oh, it's a simple phrase. It means I found it.
Of course. The machine.
So it was there then?
Yes, it was. And it was everything he told you it was.
She told the Reverend, if she found it, she would destroy it. But I know what she wanted with it. Her and Miss Philomena too.
She told you then about her plans?
It was all she ever talked about. Shenzhen always had her dreams. When she came of age, when my year head was still very small, she wanted to be a scholar like father. But they would not permit her to take the examinations. Then Hong Su Chuan came with his army to Nanjing. He said he was Christ's brother, and his was a Taiping heavenly kingdom. In his kingdom, men and women were alike in dignity, so he let them all take the examinations. My sister came first and made a minister in his government. She always wanted to look after the people, and that was what she tried to do. Of course, it did not last long. The emperor's armies came and besieged the city. Thousands of people died, King Hong too. Afterwards, Shenzhen turned her thoughts inwards. As I grew, she hardly spoke to me. I could tell she felt herself a failure. I could tell she wanted nothing to do with life here anymore. When she met Miss Philomena and they booked passage to San Francisco, she seemed happier than I ever seen her. Happy to leave me behind.
I'm sorry.
I'm glad she found what she so desired. I hope it brought her happiness before the end of her life.
Maybe, but I believe her last thoughts were of you. As she lay there dying, she told me your name. She told me how to find you, and she gave me this. I'm sure it's for you.
Well, what? What's this?
I've had a very good look at them. I'm quite sure they're the schematics of the machine Mantero built. The original, I think, is destroyed, but with these and with enough effort, someone could build another one. A better one. Something to bring harmony to humanity, not attract the worst of it.
She asked you to bring this to me? To me? Really?
I'm saying you're the only one she trusted to see her dream to completion, to build the paradise she believed in.
Oh, Shenzhen.
Now, what's this? Are you quite all right, my dear?
I'm sorry. Miss Bertha was telling me stories of my sister. I became emotional.
Perfectly understandable. What are those?
Oh, just some correspondence. She wanted her to have it.
I will treasure them. Thank you.
Of course, it's the least I could do.
If you will excuse me, I'll take a moment to compose myself. Please, forgive my rudeness.
Naturally. We'll be right here. I can't say the same for your tea, though. Ah. Oriental manners. Curious, eh? All the same, she is a dear young thing. I knew their father, you see. A very shrewd man. Late Miss Lynn was as well, but she had a streak of madness to her also. A dangerous combination, you'll agree.
Yes, she was very ruthless. But a remarkable woman, I think.
Yes, I suppose so. I'm just glad those harebrained schemes she spoke of in her youth never came to be. Can you imagine my family's machine put in service of some Asiatic rabble in defiance of Christian civilization? The very thought.
I can't quite imagine it, Reverend. It seems entirely preposterous.
Quite. Oh, good tea. Oolong, that's the stuff.
When she felt sure the Reverend wasn't looking, Bertha permitted herself a smile. She had a feeling her dear late friend's dream had more life in it than ever before. Was directed and edited by Fred Azzaredo, featuring the following performers: Molly Frost as Bertha Lundholm, Zoe Heffering as Philomena Phillips, Dana Prather as Eleanor Goldthwaite, Alice Wu as Lin Shanxiang and Virginia Dare, Matthew Erskine as Farnsworth Goldthwaite, Alexander Korski as John Dare, Fred Azzaredo as Zebedee Dare, and Edward Skromita as Lord Swami. Also featuring special guest stars Christy Nguyen as Lin Hong Tao, and Carmen Mancuso as Japheth Dare, with Daniel Benjamin Miller as the Kazoo Kid, Vovolica, and the narrator. This story was conceived by Fred Azzaredo and Ottavio Barbosa. Creative consultancy and Chinese translation services were provided by Alice Wu. Greek translation services were provided by Daniel Benjamin Miller. That's about all.
CKUT 90.3 FM, Montreal.
This is a show from Radio. We're a group of stations bringing new and forgotten ways of making radio to our listeners.
Delta 2 Yankee, Juliet Romeo.
Each week we give artists the challenge to make radio that works across the whole of Europe and beyond.
Delta 2 Yankee, Delta 2 Yankee, Juliet Romeo.
Are you up for it?
Choisir les thèmes, s'arrêter là, c'est jamais satisfaisant. Là. On voudrait tout le temps en faire plus. Là. C'est tough. C'est comme un peu, je pense que des fois, c'est des cris du cœur de comme bon, là, je ressens qu'il faut que je parle de ça, soit parce que ça nous touche personnellement, soit parce que c'est
so quelque chose qui nous travaille. I read about aussi, that one of the first things that get lost from one generation to another in situation of immigration and diaspora is the language.
And
indeed, I don't speak Congolese languages. My parents speak several languages, including Kiswahili and Lingala. And I don't. And I think
seems to come from
it is because
other time and place.
My dad,
a perfect little girl
he wanted
a
us to integrate
sporting old school
in Belgium where we were born.
To be the
really good,
family.
So
dad is a
for him it was important that we speak French at home. So the other Congolese kids, many of them, they learn Swahili or Lingala, or Chiluba, or Kikongo. You know, it's like that dynamic. You speak your parents' languages at home and also in the church and those community places, and then at school and other kind of settings like that, you speak French. But me and my brothers, we could only speak French. And probably when I was younger, I could understand a lot of things in Swahili. My mom also told me a little bit of it when I was a kid because I wanted to learn. So I learned how to count and some sentences and really few stuff and like welcoming phrases. But you know, nothing sustainable because my parents, they will not talk to us proficiently in Swahili. So yeah, that's the idea that language got lost pretty fast.
Damn.
Hell nuts.
You've been a long way.
Yeah.
Giving women the skills they need to know.
navigate the digital world. Yeah. That's always been the mandate of the show.
It's always been a mandate that we have the power to learn and to teach each other.
Yeah,
the
agency.
Agency.
Et oui, maman m'a appris mercredi que la maison normalement à Kinshasa était vendue.
Ah non, je pense que le monsieur est d'accord, mais il n'a pas encore fait le virement. Moi, je me dis, si je n'ai pas encore. Si les comptes ne sont pas crédités encore, là, ce n'est pas encore vendu. Hein. Donc, il y a un accord de principe, mais il n'a pas encore fait le versement. Les histoires de maisons comme ça, il faut attendre vraiment que le compte soit crédité. Alors là, on est sûr que voilà, c'est vendu. Bon, mais c'est en voie.
And what I also learned about is that what sticks the longest is food. So yeah, language and food. But then there's all those other stuff I think about. Maybe things that you can't relocate geographically, like land, house, located experiences. That's when I think about the house in Kinshasa.
Nyumba ya Kinshasa. Ndako ya Kinshasa.
La maison de Kinshasa.
The house of Kinshasa. Part 1.
How shall people of African descent empower themselves? This question, in many ways, defines the struggle of Black people in North America. The question, of course, is vast, for empowerment stretches into social, spiritual, political, and economic spheres. Today, we're going to talk about economic empowerment of Black people in the Montreal community.
Bon, j'ai des photos. Le quartier, pas tout à fait, mais j'ai la rue et tout ça. Je crois que je t'avais envoyé des photos. On vous avait pas envoyé des photos pour avoir une idée.
I have no idea of how that house looks like.
I saw her with the app. I was like, yes, definitely. This is me. This is how I want to be. So I'd say she was beautiful, very beautiful.
En fait, le quartier là, j'ai dit que c'était un nouveau quartier. Les pavillons là, on les avait construits pour les joueurs, l'équipe nationale. Donc c'était des cadeaux, un cadeau que le président à l'époque, Mobutu, ils avaient remporté, je sais pas, la Coupe d'Afrique ou je sais pas quoi, je pense. Et parmi, à part l'argent qu'on a donné, les voitures et tout ça, on leur a construit ces pavillons là. Donc après, la personne qui était là-dedans l'a vendu à la personne qui nous a vendu. Donc nous sommes les troisième propriétaires. Au départ, c'était vraiment c'est un quartier résidentiel. Bon, après, on a construit d'autres logements pour unifamilial et toujours des pavillons. C'est un quartier qui avait que des pavillons.
Parce qu'au tout début, le quartier là, c'était le quartier des jeunes fonctionnaires. Donc les jeunes fonctionnaires, c'était en 1976 qu'on a construit ce quartier là. Et c'était les jeunes fonctionnaires là qui venaient, qui obtenaient un crédit et qui rachetaient les maisons là-bas. C'était la caisse d'épargne à l'époque qu'on appelait la CNCI qui avait fait ça, qui avait fait le lotissement. Et maintenant, c'est tout le monde, hein, donc ce n'est plus comme avant. Avant, il n'y avait que des jeunes fonctionnaires ou des gens qui venaient de terminer leurs études qui achetaient là-bas.
Après, bon, c'est ça, les familles ont acheté, ils ont construit presque dans le même style. Parce qu'à l'époque, c'était beau, hein, ça paraissait très bien. Même quand nous, on a vu ça au début, là, bon, c'était beau. C'était pratique parce que c'était bien agencé. Et derrière, il y a un petit. On a fait un petit potager. Et le potager est toujours là. Donc c'était vraiment pratique. Donc c'était ça. Donc les joueurs, quand ils ont eu beaucoup, beaucoup d'argent, donc la plupart ils ont revendu. Ou ils ont agrandi. Ou en tout cas, je ne pense même pas qu'il y ait encore des joueurs là-bas. Encore ces joueurs-là. À cet âge, ils ne sont plus, je ne sais pas à quel âge, qu'est-ce qu'ils sont devenus. Donc, c'était des logements que le gouvernement avait construits pour les joueurs de l'équipe nationale.
We are all together and we have those stories. And I want to see how they connect But I'm also aware that the stories that I want to be transmitted to me are as private as political, and as political as private. I feel that their stories say so much, because the stories of the Congolese immigrants in Belgium from the generation of my parents, who stayed, is not told.
Bring these women in and have them work and then leave.
Definitely not in Belgium. But I will not go into that, not this time, because I think it's a traumatizing story sometimes. I can't just ask my parents to just go through it. And I know it is because I felt some of it when I was a kid. And even if I couldn't explain everything, I could feel it.
Ce quartier-là où on habitait, c'était un quartier de personnes quand même intellectuelles, même jusqu'à aujourd'hui. Donc ça nous convenait quoi.
En fait, bon, c'est des circonstances un peu particulières, hein, parce qu'en fait, l'ancien propriétaire était en train de divorcer avec sa femme, et donc il vendait la maison, tu vois. Et c'est pour ça qu'on a pu racheter la maison.
Est-ce que je sais encore le propriétaire? C'est-à-dire, on s'est rencontrés chez des amis communs. Alors, comme ça parle, on m'a dit qu'il divorçait, qu'il voulait vendre sa maison. À l'époque, j'avais un peu d'argent, parce que quand j'étais aux études ici, je faisais mon petit commerce de pain. Donc, j'avais quelques économies. Mais ça ne suffisait pas pour payer, pour acheter. Et entre-temps, j'ai rencontré ton papa. Et la première chose que je lui ai dit, voilà, il y a telle personne qui vit dans ta maison, elle n'a pas de sous, est-ce que tu peux avoir de sous? Parce qu'on avait quand même la bourse de Dieu, je ne sais pas moi, et puis bon. Alors lui, il avait aussi des petits excès d'économie à lui. Parce qu'il est montant pour moi, donc on a mis tout ensemble. Donc, on a, comme le propriétaire était ici, on a signé la vente avec, en confiance. Parce qu'il donnait quand même le maximum d'argent. Puis on lui a dit que le reste, on lui donnera plus tard. Quand on lui a donné le reste plus tard, il nous a donné les papiers de la maison. Sans voir la maison, oui. Mais je connaissais les maisons là. Je connaissais les maisons, mais ça, la maison qu'on achetait, je ne la connaissais pas. Mais le quartier et les maisons là, je les connaissais. Et puis c'est l'endroit où je voulais vraiment habiter un jour. Un des endroits où je voulais habiter un jour. Parce que c'est en hauteur, je t'explique ça. C'est très facile pour aller à l'université, c'était facile pour aller au centre de ville, donc les transports étaient faciles. Et puis il y avait un marché non loin de là, un marché où chez nous les marchés c'est tous les jours. Voilà, tout était tout prêt. C'était un quartier quand même avec des gens qui sont intellectuels là. Donc ça convenait, c'était vraiment l'idéal, c'était vraiment comme un cadeau quoi. On se disait qu'on fait des travaux, c'est pas difficile. À l'époque, c'était pas difficile de faire des travaux.
First woman and second Canadian to go into space. She was one of six Canadian astronauts that were selected in December of 1983 by the Canadian Space Agency. In early 1990, she was designated as the prime payload specialist for the first international microgravity laboratory mission, the IML-1.
Et racheter la maison, comment ça s'est passé aussi? Parce que bon, on était des étudiants. Voilà, en fait, on avait ici une bourse qui était complétée par... Donc, il y avait un complément comme ça que les gouvernements zaïrois de l'époque devaient nous verser. Et il y avait parfois, on passait des dizaines de mois, des mois et des mois sans que ces compléments ne soient versés. Voilà. Et parfois, il arrivait que, ouf, on se souvienne de nous et on donne l'argent pour 12 mois ou 14 mois ou 8 mois. Voilà. Et donc, quand l'occasion est arrivée là, voilà, on avait cet argent-là, cette circonstance-là est venue Et donc, c'est comme ça que la maison a été achetée. Mais en partie. Et après, on a fait l'effort de terminer le reste. Donc, ce qui est resté à payer, c'est ça.
Et c'était une chance d'avoir la maison parce que le propriétaire de la maison était ici en Belgique. Il habitait à l'époque, il habitait Bruxelles. Ah, il a divorcé avec sa femme. Et donc, il fallait vendre quoi. Et lui, il devait rentrer à Kinshasa parce que il n'arrivait plus. Il faisait une thèse de doctorat en mathématiques, mais avec les conditions de vie ici en Belgique, tout était compliqué, compliqué. Bon, il n'a pas réussi à faire sa thèse. Et comme il divorçait aussi, bon, il a préféré rentrer. Il y a beaucoup de gens qui abandonnent leur thèse comme ça parce que les conditions ici dans les universités étaient très difficiles pour nous, les Congolais. Comme le pays ne nous soutenait même pas, donc ils tournent en rond dans les études. Bon, comme il avait encore son travail à Lubumbashi, ben, il a préféré rentrer. Et nous aussi, on a voulu rentrer, mais bon, on nous a déconseillé. Bon, que j'avais toujours mon travail, ou ton père avait toujours son travail. Parce que quand on était ici, ton salaire était toujours payé. Hein. Le salaire était toujours, le poste était toujours là. Et bon, quand tu rentres ici avec ton diplôme, soit tu retournais et reprends ton poste, il y avait des possibilités. C'est après que la situation s'est détériorée.
Thanks a lot for that interview. That was really interesting and is kind of a pretty smooth segue into what I'm going to be talking about tonight in terms of conservation. And as we're seeing this kind of growing pressure on resources all over the world and specifically in Africa, and what we're starting to see now in the Democratic Republic of the Congo is that as the chaotic situation is starting to settle down, there are certainly parts of the country where that would not be accurate to say that, but in general, as there is a degree of calm that is coming to the country, what is happening is that timber interests are moving in very aggressively and very quickly. The Democratic Republic of the Congo is home to the second largest tropical forest in the world and the most intact tract of tropical forest. And this has largely been the case because for so long under the reign of Mobutu Sese Seko, there was very little infrastructure in the more remote areas of the country. And so these resources were largely inaccessible, but now things seem to be open for business.
Thinking about that and that house in Kinshasa, I was being like, how am I going to manage that when my parents will be gone? And that question about, you know, that fact that one day my parents will be gone, it's scary on so many levels. It's scary on so many levels. Because I feel like they are maintaining the whole connection that me and my brothers have with everything Congolese and everything family. That's how I feel. And I always felt like, okay, counting the years, I have to be responsible, I have to do the work, I have to be in charge, I have to take the leadership at some point because I'm the older sibling, I'm the big sister, so typically that would be my job to do it. And my brothers never express interest or concern, or we never had that real conversation, maybe.
Alors, qu'est-ce qui s'est passé après? Donc, c'est vrai, il y a eu beaucoup de frères et sœurs, surtout, pas du côté de ton père, mais de mon côté, qui ont défilé là-bas pour faire les études. Après, à les études, ils ont habité. Et voilà. Donc, combien il y a il y a mes deux frères qui ont habité là-bas quand ils se sont mariés. Et mon neveu aussi, il a habité là-bas pendant un moment. Et en définitive, c'est mon autre frère ici qui a habité là-bas jusqu'à présent. Alors lui, il a fait quand même presque 10 ans dans la maison. Alors c'est en Afrique. J'ai fait comme tout le monde, il n'y a aucun loyer qui est payé. Donc ils vivent là-dedans gratuitement. Bon, c'est comme ça. Mais pourquoi la famille de ton père n'a pas habité là-bas, parce qu'il n'y a personne qui est venu à Kinshasa à ce moment-là, après tous ces temps ici. Il n'y a aucun enfant ou un membre de la famille qui est venu à Kinshasa. Sinon, bon, ils auraient habité aussi là-bas.
Que de la famille de maman. Que de la famille de maman. Ta maman avait demandé à son petit frère, que comme il réside là-bas, il travaille, il a un peu de revenus, qu'il paye quand même une chose comme ça. Il sait que le pays là, voilà, moi, ma mère à Bounia ou à Goma. Tu sais ce qu'il a répondu? Il a dit que beaucoup de gens sont passés là-bas, ils n'ont jamais payé. C'est pas lui qui va commencer à payer la maison. Tu vois, les familles africaines, parfois c'est compliqué. Hein?
Thinking about transmission, I'm like, yo, one day maybe, no, one day for sure, my parents will be gone. And me and my brothers, we will have to deal with that house in Kinshasa, which means that we will probably need to go to Congo, to go to Kinshasa, a country we don't know much about, and talk with people in French, the colonial language, because we don't speak Swahili or Lingala, especially Lingala in the capital. And we would meet family that we don't connect with and do things properly with customs and rules and codes that we are not aware of. And it just felt like I would be the one doing it, and that it was a huge responsibility that was intimidating, really intimidating. And I think, on the larger sense, the whole transmission thing is intimidating because, I mean, the house is just like a visible, like something that I can point, that is actually a representation of all, everything around transmission in this diasporic situation.
Get them down on paper and reach you, so that you can see that you're not the only one thinking these things, that, you know, there are other people with the same fears, thoughts as you have.
C'est ça. Donc, personne n'a jamais payé cette maison. Hein. Et nous sommes. Hein, donc, dis-toi que la maison a été mise en 86. Ok? Nous sommes en 2022. C'est ça? Bon, ça fait à peu près 36 ans. Et il y a toujours eu des gens dedans.
Et en hauteur, tu vois, Kinshasa, c'est une cuvette. Alors, il fait très chaud. Mais quand vous êtes en hauteur, ça va. Il y a même quand on continue un peu plus haut, elle commence à faire froid la nuit. C'est bizarre. Bah oui, à l'UPN, là où j'étudiais, il faisait froid la nuit. Hein. Voilà. Donc, c'est ce qu'on appelle Mongafula. L'UPN, c'est très haut aussi. L'université aussi, c'est très haut. Campus, là, c'était bien. Le logement était bien parce que ils sont en hauteur, ils n'ont pas presque pas de moustiques. Et à l'époque, il n'y avait pas d'insalubrité. Contrairement à la cité, là, il y avait toujours de l'eau et de l'électricité. Mais à l'époque, quand je suis arrivée à Kinshasa, il n'y avait pas d'électricité. Il y avait toujours de l'eau et de l'électricité. C'était impossible, inconcevable qu'il y ait une coupure de courant ou d'électricité. Donc, c'est maintenant qu'il y a des coupures d'électricité et d'eau. Donc, l'eau était potable et il n'y avait pas besoin de la chauffer ou tout ça. Tout était bien, tout était magnifique.
Et que même au début, on payait même l'électricité et l'eau. Après, on n'a plus payé de l'eau.
Sinon, on n'a pas habité là-dedans. C'est des membres des familles successives qui ont habité dans la maison. Au départ, on l'a acheté assez bizarre. Parce qu'à Kinshasa, tu vois, les logements sont très difficiles. À cette époque-là, les logements étaient déjà très difficiles. Le prix du loyer commençait à monter de plus en plus. Bon, tant que moi j'étais là sur place, ça va, mais moi à distance, commencer à payer des loyers, c'était très difficile. parce que y a beaucoup de membres de famille qui viennent étudier à Kinshasa. Donc on s'est dit, si on a une maison à Kinshasa, ceux qui étudient peuvent rester là-dedans pour faire leurs études. C'était ça le but d'abord, dire que bon, les enfants qui veulent continuer leurs études à Kinshasa.
She was so surprised when one day she actually realized that she was black when she was small. That was why they returned to the Caribbean. And ever since then, like, I've grown up with a very strong sense of the fact that I was black, and that not so much that I was a black woman, but because there aren't, to be honest, that really, really that many female role models.
It raised a lot of questions about, am I worth it of it all? And am I even somehow legit? But I know I'm legit. I know that this is my name. These are my parents. This is what they invested for us. So I know I'm legit. The house was a connection that I didn't know how to approach.
It's very important for the black community. We do have role models in the black community, and unfortunately, we do not communicate those information to those who actually needed the black youths.
Ton oncle là qui a du mérite quand même parce qu'il a quand même entretenu la maison, hein, même s'il est resté plus de 10 ans là-bas sans payer un seul sou. Bon, ça, il a quand même soigné la maison, c'est bien. Mais bon, il y a des gens qui ont vraiment profité de la maison. Et c'est ça le problème. Bon, le seul bon côté, c'est que quand il y a quelque chose à réparer, il répare les autres, il demande à ce qu'on envoie de l'argent pour qu'on fasse ceci ou qu'on fasse peut-être un travail.
Growing up, knowing that there was that house, I think it was more like an additional link that I had with Congo that was really uncertain about in terms of opportunity to explore it, to connect to it. And it was really like, you know, everything that is abstract about diasporic situation, diasporic realities, that house was like a concrete thing. It's there. It's like, no doubt, it's there.
Ça va être vendu. Bon, le seul le paramètre d'urgence, c'est qu'il faut que ça soit vendu avant que mon oncle quitte là-bas, quoi. Parce que comme il voit les gens restent son épouse en Italie, donc quoi, il faut que la maison soit vendue.
And I think growing up, not being comfortable or not being sure about how transmission will happen. I mean, how you think about transmission, you think about all kind of stuff, like how Congolese am I? And yes, I'm definitely the child of my parents, but how different are we? What has been lost in the process of immigration, disconnection, dislocation?
And I know some people seem to be uncomfortable.
That cut. Because it feels like a cut.
If we are going to organize, we have to have something around which to organize.
Même si celui-ci n'achète pas, il y a des gens qui sont sur la liste d'attente et qui attendent. Donc, de toute façon, ça va être bon.
Merci.
Voilà, c'est ça. C'est parce que je veux savoir l'autre.
Peculiarly because we are black.
There is something else that was always kind of in my mind for a while. When I was a kid, especially when I was really young, until 7 or 8, is the return. The return is...
So we always need and welcome your feedback. We can't survive without you. So please, remember to support...
End of transmission. Find us on the internet, radia.fm. Over and out.
Hello, hello, hello. You are listening to CKUT 90.3 FM. It is 3 p.m. in the afternoon, and you're probably wondering, who is this on the microphone? Well, this is Mags. I am the director of the Hip Hop You Don't Stop Festival happening this weekend from Friday, September 16th to Sunday, September 18th. And we are taking over CKUT for the next 2 hours. We have a lot of fun things planned for you today. We have two guests in studio with us right now. We have Shades Lawrence and Evan Shea, two artists on our 2022 lineup, and we will be playing some of their music, some of their favorite music, and we'll be chit-chatting for the next 2 hours about music, inspiration, and I have a fun little game planned for you too, surprise, and a lot more planned. So before we get into the music, why don't we let our two artists introduce themselves? Go ahead.
Hello. Yeah, I'm really appreciative to be here. And my name is Shades Lawrence. I'm a hip hop artist who was born here in Montreal, and my music focuses on the emotion. So the production that I have has to do with soul infused kind of beats, trap beats, and I'm starting to get into house music a bit, all with an undertone of R&B. So that's a bit about me. And yeah, I'll pass it over to Evan Shea.
Nice. Yo, my name's Evan Shea. I'm a saxophone player, and I'm a beat maker, producer, photographer, filmmaker. I wear a lot of